Okay, Mishnah Hey. We just discussed about the fact that the Edim are allowed to come and compromise on Shabbos, on Trum Shabbos, in order to come to Bezdin to testify that they'd seen the new moon. Now the Mishnah says, Bein Shanira Ba'alil, whether the moon was visible clearly, Ba'alil means very, very clear, very obvious. Bein Shalom Nira Ba'alil, whether the moon was not very visible, wasn't very clear. It is permitted to come to desecrate, to compromise on Shabbos. In other words, you might have thought that when you're taking a walk on Friday night and you see the new moon, if it's very, very clear that the new moon is right there, so presumably somebody else came to take care of it. So why should you compromise on Shabbos if somebody else would? So the chiddush of the Mishnah is that it doesn't make a difference whether the moon is very visible, whether it's not so visible, you're allowed to compromise on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi says in Nir Ba'alil, Ein Mechalel Alavas HaShabbos. He says, no, if the moon is very visible, it's very clear, and so it's clearly handled by somebody, so you're not allowed to compromise on Shabbos in order to come to Bezin, in order to testify about it. Let's do one more Mishnah. Mishnah Vav, Ma'isa She'avru Yosim Arbam Zug. There was a story in which there were more than 40 pairs of witnesses that came, that were going on their way, passing by on the road in order to go to Bezin, in order to testify about the new moon. The Ikvan Rabbi Akiva Balud, and Rabbi Akiva held them back in Lud. Now there are two understandings of this Mishnah. According to some, this Mishnah is discussing about on Shabbos in particular, and that's where Rabbi Akiva held them back. He said, look, there's no need to compromise on Shabbos. The other explanation is that no, this is even in general. Rabbi Akiva held them back in Lud so that they wouldn't go because it wasn't necessary. There were many, many people already who were handling, it was because it was so clear and visible, there was no need for them to go to Bezin. Shalach lo Rabbi Gamliel. So Rabbi Gamliel sent to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi at the time, and he sent to Rabbi Akiva, in Ma'akevatos Arabim, if you hold back the community, if you hold back the public from coming to testify, even though they're coming in masses, Nimtseisa Machshilon La'asad Lavo, you're going to ultimately come out to cause them to stumble in the future. Because if you prevent people from coming, so then no one's going to bother coming in general, because people are going to say, look, why should I bother coming? Clearly somebody else must have gone already. Okay, so just to summarize very quickly, we said previously that Edom are allowed to compromise on Shabbos in order to testify in Bezin that they had seen the new moon. The Mishnah then goes on to say, though, but what about if it's very visible? So that's a machlokas between the Tanakam, the first opinion in the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yossi. According to the first opinion in the Mishnah, doesn't make a difference if the moon is really visible and out in the open or not so visible. You're allowed to compromise on Shabbos to testify about it. Rabbi Yossi said, nope, that's not true. If it's very visible, then don't be Mechal Shabbos. So now the Mishnah goes on to discuss that there was a story in which there were more than 40 pairs of witnesses came to testify. They were on their way to Sanhedrin in order to testify about the new moon. Some say that this is talking about specifically for Shabbos. And Rabbi Akiva held them back in Lud. Rabbi Galil said, no, that's not correct. You shouldn't be doing that. If you hold them back from coming now, they're just in the future. They're not going to bother coming because they're going to say, clearly someone must have come already. Someone must be on their way already to handle Kiddush HaChodesh.